Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. Firemen blamed an electrical short circuit in the Western Battery and Separator Company for sparking a major blaze in North Bend the evening of July 30, 1933. Among businesses seriously damaged were the Cruz and Bank Shipyard, the Mountain States Power Company, and Western Battery, where the fire started. Flames engulfed the three buildings within 15 minutes. All 60 employees escaped unhurt. Firefighters from Marshfield and North Bend brought the fires under control and extinguished spot brush fires ignited by flying sparks. The fire destroyed several float houses at anchor on the waterfront and threatened homes on a hillside near the fire. Estimated losses at three shipways and some sheds at Cruz and Banks amounted to $190,000. The battery plant estimated losses at $65,000, and the power company reported damages between $85,000 and $100,000. The power plant kept electricity flowing to the community while repairs were made by converting its burners from sawdust to oil. Approximately 2,000 people stood on a nearby hill to watch the fire. Its glow was for 14 miles. Today's episode of As It was written by Shirley Nelson, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.